I'm joined by Gary Ellicott, who used to work at Curry Curry Aluminium Smelter, to talk about the 13th anniversary reunion of former workers happening from 1pm tomorrow at Curry Curry Bowling Club. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Now, before we talk about the reunion, can you tell us a bit about the aluminium smelter and your role during your time there?
Well, the aluminium smelter at Curry went for about 48 years, and there was people out there that were there for the whole time. It was a big part of Curry and the Hunter Valley, and like in them days, there was BHP and then Alcan, all the mines, you know, so we were sort of in the middle. But she's been going since 1967. They first kicked it in, broke the soil. And then, she closed in 2012. But it was a lot of people in the Curry, Cessnock, Maitland areas, you know, they made their living and all the other little industries off it as well.
Well, from your perspective, what made Curry Curry unique in terms of its workplace culture and history and the impact on the town?
Well, what made it unique was the people themselves, and as a result, here we are on the 13th anniversary after all these years. And to be honest, originally we didn't think the reunions would go that far, but BHP only went 4 years with their reunions. You know, we've stuck by it, and the people just want to come and say goodbye to a mate who they haven't seen in a while without us running into our people at funerals and whatever. And it's a very, very big part of everyone's life to come back and just say goodbye and have a beer with a mate.
It's a great idea because, you know, so many times, you know, life gets in the way, and before you know it, it's been 10 years and you haven't seen someone. So just to have that reunion every year and just to catch up is a great idea.
And thank you to you and Mark Brock and to and your RFM. You've supported us for the whole time, you know.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's been very good.
Oh, no problems. The 2012 closure hit both workers and the broader community hard. How did the shutdown affect you personally, and what changes did you see in the community afterwards?
We could see it coming for years beforehand, and, you know, the guys out at Tomago, they're seeing it now. A lot of these decisions about closing smelters are done a long time before you even start talking about it. And a lot of it's to do with power, and like Alcan used to use more power than the whole of Newcastle. So there's your answer. You know, so Tomago is using more power than the whole of Newcastle put together. So. Yeah. But you can't make aluminium without power.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it didn't really affect me a lot, closing, because I was at retirement age anyway, and I did do a couple of other jobs after I left. But I was at the end. But there was a lot of people that weren't, you know, so they had to transition to other jobs, and they weren't, you know, you talk to them, some of them weren't happy at where they went because they didn't have the same spirit that the people had. Out of Curry, the spirit of the people, like it was a pleasure to go to work, to sit in the crib room and have a chat to a guy, you know, and things like that.
Well, it's really good that you're able to, you know, go to work and enjoy it and enjoy the people you work with. And I think oftentimes the people make the job.
They do. They do. They can make it hard or they can make it easy, you know. So.
With the 13th anniversary reunion, that's happening 1pm tomorrow at Curry Curry Bowling Club. What does it mean to you to get everyone together, and what can attendees expect?
Every year the same, you know. They roll in about up past 12 and they just keep coming in, and some of them come in the door and everyone say, "Who's that?" So then we have to ask someone, you know. And that's the funny side of it all. But, yeah, a lot of old stories, from funny stories and everything from the smelter. Every day there was something happening.
Yeah.
You know. So,
well, yeah. I bet you have some good stories.
Oh, we have some beauties.
Anyone that you want to share?
Uh, Well, how about I tell you the story that I told Mark Raw 2 years ago?
Okay, go on.
And I have to repeat it because it's so good. But we had a guy out at work, and I won't mention his name, but he we'll call him Lance.
Okay.
Anyway, him and his wife, he come to work and he told us this story about it the weekend. Him and his wife, the kids were away, so they hopped in the pool. They had floating candles all over the pool and everything like that, and they were having a real nice romantic night. And then the pool filter clicked on, and all these floating candles went into the skimmer box.
Oh, no.
So the skimmer box burst into flames. So here he is trying to put the pool out, and then he had to ring the fire brigade, and he rang the fire brigade. He said, "You better come, my pool's on fire." So they hung up on him. So when he rang back, they said they have to come. Because he rang back the second time. So when they come, they couldn't stop laughing. It's the first time they'd been to a fire with a pool on fire.
So. Oh, dear. I bet you had a bit of a laugh about that around work.
Good story, yeah. We've got lots of stories, but, you know, but that's what it's about. It was a lifetime of working there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. You'll be able to talk about it all tomorrow. Can people just turn up, or is it a ticketed event?
No, just turn up. And we're inviting their families too. Some of the guys have passed, but their families still come. Some of their wives and some of their kids turn up, and, you know, and they talk to you and they say, "Oh, I remember Dad talking about you."
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Well, no, it is good.
I hope there's a big turnout tomorrow and you get to reconnect with a lot of familiar faces. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Lovely to talk to you. Gary Ellicott.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. If you'd like information about tomorrow's former workers of Kurri Kurri Aluminium Smelter 13th anniversary reunion, you can find details on our events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.